This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Hyannis resident Al Madden has a passion for plain taps. He started performing that mournful piece of music as a young boy in 1924, and he's been playing it at military funerals across the country ever since. He estimates he's played taps close to 4,000 times. And now, at age 92, he reflects on those many decades of performances.
Oh, the first time I played taps, I was in the first grade of school, Westside School in Derry, New Hampshire. I was 6 years old. Memorial Day, 1924. This main speaker that day was a Colonel Pillsbury, who was a colonel in the Civil War. He spoke of the war, and after his speech, I played taps. I learned all the bugle calls before I was 6 years old. And I played taps. That was the very first time. And the next time I played taps, I was about 10 years old for Colonel Pillsbury's funeral. And over the years, I have probably played at more than 4,000 military funerals. Taps is a very, very emotional call. When you play it at a funeral, you see the people break down and cry. You can't help. All you can do to hold back your own. Because after all, you're big, you're strong, you're in the army, you know, you're a powerful person. You're a powerful person. And you're saying goodbye. You're saying goodbye to a hero. In Hopedale, Virginia, at the National Cemetery in Hopedale, I was the only white man in the funeral procession. They're all black people. So they said to me, being white, we want you to go hide behind a tree somewhere. So about 100 feet away from the gravesite was a big tree, and I got behind the tree as they asked me. And then I heard them present arms. When they present arms with the weapons, then I play taps. I played the first note, da da dee, and when I heard that top note on the first three notes of taps, the youngster's mother gave a scream that will chill your heart, give you the chills. The most horrid sound I've ever heard, that scream. I continue playing taps. And I disappeared. When I was stationed Army Navy General Hospital, Hot Springs, Arkansas, there are three things of taps that I played there for Korean War veterans returning. The band marched down the street, and then we got to the cemetery. The weapons fire, they present arms, and I start playing taps. Unbeknownst to me, I was standing on the top of a fire ant hill, and they were having a picnic, eating me, my legs. And I play taps. And as I'm playing taps, the young lieutenant's wife jumped in the hole under the casket going down. And his mother jumped on the top, and they're both crying, John, don't leave us! John, don't leave us! And I'm playing taps. It was very difficult to keep going. My father was a veteran of World War I. Well, then, my father was in the VA hospital, and he was dying of cancer of the lungs, a heavy smoker. Well, I would go to see him every day while he was in the VA hospital. And my father said to me, Buddy, if I go, will you play taps for me?
I said, yes. Well, my father passed away on the 6th of August of 1982. And we're in a mausoleum, a big mausoleum, and the whole family standing, his casket's here, and I'm in uniform. The firing squad, ding, ding, ding. They fired 21-gun salute. I play taps, the most difficult taps I've ever played in my life. Now, on the 16th of this month, I was invited by a General Aylesworth, A-Y-L-W-A-R-D, at the Pentagon, if I would come to D.C. and play taps at the National Cemetery. I said, yes, I'd be happy to. And they had a ceremony, and I played taps. Well, this is a highly, highly emotional thing for me to do. And when the chaplain said the invocation prayer, or benediction prayer, he stepped back. When he stepped back, I play taps. I get a little emotional. And as I play taps, I was tears. I finished playing taps. They had a big ceremony and pictures. And I was spoken as being the oldest bugler ever, with the oldest horn ever to play taps. I play taps on a horn that's 100 years old. Trumpet mouthpiece. Now this is the one I played at Arlington.
Our report on Al Madden was produced by Bradley Campbell. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.